Yaakov getting paraphrased Mishnah Beis. Ha'isha she'amra eskabo likite. An isha that told the shliach to accept the get for her, tzricha shtei kite edem. For the isha to get remarried, she would have to bring to Bezin two sets of edem, shnayim she'omrim b'faneinu amra, u'shnayim she'omrim b'faneinu kibal b'kar. One set of edem would be made that in front of those edem, she made that shliach, or shliach l'kabal. As if that shliach was not made a shliach by the isha would not be divorced by virtue of the shliach getting the get from the Baal. And the other set of Edom would be mad that in front of them, the shliach and the Kabbalah received the get from the Baal and then tore it. Now the reason they are mad that the shliach tore the get, as the Mishnah is talking about in the time of Shema, that the Goyim did not allow the Jews to keep mitzvah, so therefore they would have to get rid of the get as soon as the shliach was mekabel the get. As if the shliach did not rip up the get, and the get was brought to Bezin, she would not have to bring Edom that the shliach received the get from the Baal. Instead, we would validate the signatures, and that would be enough to prove that the Baal divorced Isha. Afilu hein harishonim v'hein ha'achronim o echad min harishonim v'echad min ha'achronim v'echad min starfimo. It is also good if the same two Edom are made on both Maisim, that the same Edom are made that she made the shliach to the shliach of Kabbalah, and they are also made that the shliach was mekabel the get. Or if one of the first Edom and one of the last Edom combined with somebody who is made on both Maisim, as one Ed was made on both Maisim, and he was mistarf with two separate Edom, one Ed that was made that she made a shliach of Kabbalah, and the other Ed that was made that the shliach received the get, that is also good enough. Nara hamorasa hiva avia mekabel neskita. A nara hamorasa, which is a girl that's between 12 and 12 and a half, and she is nitarsa, she was niskatsa, but not yet married. And if she was already married, she would be out of the reshus of her father. But here she is only niskatsa, so therefore she is still in the reshus of her father. So then, when she gets divorced, either herself or her father can be mekabel the gita. And since she is a gedola, she could be mekabel the get herself, but since she is still in the reshus of her father until she is 12 and a half, her father also could be mekabel the get for her. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Huda says, we cannot have two sets of hands that are zocha at the same time. Ella avia mekabel es gita babat. Only her father has the right to be mekabel the get from her husband, but the nara herself does not have the right to be mekabel the get since she is still under the reshus of her father. V'chol she'ena yechola lishmor es gita, ena yechola litgarsh. Any tana that is not old enough to watch over her get, meaning she does not understand the idea of a get, that when the Baal gives her a get, she still comes back to the Baal. She doesn't realize that she is divorced. She is not old enough to be divorced. And even if the father receives a get for her, even so, the tana is not divorced until she is old enough to understand the idea of a divorce. Only then, when the Baal would give her a get, would she be divorced. Mesachet Gittin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Tana she'amra hiskabo ligiti. Eino get at she'agia get liyot. L'fichach imrata haba'al lachzor. Yachzor. A ktana that tells the shliach to be her shliach l'kabbalah to receive the get for her, it is not considered a get until the get reaches the hand of the ktana. Therefore, the Baal could back out, called mind that the ktana did not yet receive the get from the shliach, and the katan cannot make a shliach. Even though normally when an isha makes the shliach l'kabbalah, as soon as the shliach l'kabbalah receives the get from the Baal, the isha is divorced, and the Baal can no longer back out. In this case, since the isha is a ktana, she does not have das and does not have the authority to make a shliach, so therefore this person is not her shliach. Instead, he becomes the shliach of the Baal to bring the get to her, and she is not divorced until she herself receives the get. Avo am amar lo avia, save is kabo leviti gita, em rata lahachzor lo yachzor. But if the father of the ketana makes the shliach with kabbalah and tells the shliach to receive the get for his daughter, in such a case, as soon as the shliach of Kabbalah receives the get, she is divorced, and the Baal could no longer back out. And since she is a ketana, she is in the reshus of her father, and the father had the right to make a shliach l'kabbalah for his daughter. Ha'omer ten get zeh l'ishti b'makom ploni, v'nasnu lo b'makom acher. Puzzle. Harehi b'makom ploni, v'nasnu lo b'makom acher kosher. A Baal that makes a shliach to bring a get to his wife, and he tells the shliach to give the get to his wife in a certain place, and the shliach does not do so. Instead, he gives the get to the isha in a different place. The get is pasul, since the shliach did not do exactly what the Baal instructed him, he is no longer a shliach of the Baal, and therefore no longer has the authority to give the get to the Isha. But if the Baal simply said to the shliach that the Isha happens to be in a certain place, but he didn't tell him Dafka to give the get in that place, then if the shliach gives the get to the Isha in a different place to get his kasher, if the Baal was only telling her that the Isha happens to be in that place, but the Baal doesn't care if the shliach gives the get to his wife in a different place, so therefore the shliach still has the authority to give the get to the wife. Ha'isha sha'amra hiskaba ligiti b'makom ploni v'kiblu la b'makom acher. Pasuk. And Isha that tells a shliach to become a shliach l'kabala for her and to accept the get from her husband in a certain place, and the shliach does not do so, instead he accepts the get from the husband in a different place, then the get is pasul, since the shliach no longer is a shliach l'kabala for the Isha, since he did not do exactly what the Isha instructed her to do. Rabbi Eliezer Machshir. Rabbi Eliezer said that the get is kosher in this case, and since the Isha can be divorced against her will, the Baal can divorce her anytime he wants against her will, so therefore he feels that the Isha does not really care where the shliach accepts the get from the Baal, since the Baal anyway can divorce her at any time, so therefore the shliach still has the authority to accept the get, even though he accepted the get in a different place. Havali giti mimakom ploni ve'evi'ala mimakom acher, kosher. But if the Isha tells the shliach to bring her the get from a certain place, he doesn't make the shliach into a shliach l'kabala. She does not want to be divorced until the get actually reaches her hand. And the shliach does not listen to the Isha. He instead receives the get from the husband in a different place and brings it to her. The get is kosher, even though we said in the case before that when the Isha makes the shliach into a shliach l'kabala and tells the shliach to accept her the get in a certain place, and he accepts the get in a different place, the get is possible according to the Tanakhama. But in this case, since the Isha is in any case only divorced when she receives the get herself, she does not really care where the shliach receives the get from the Baal. So therefore, even though the shliach accepted the get from the Baal in a different place, still the get is kosher.